drink it. Mm. Now, let's see, the quinine, he had two cups. The quinine was putting a little bit of coffee in one cup, and then I got a little sweetened coffee to drink after it, take the bitter taste out of my mouth.
You take that, and then he'd give you a little coffee.
Yeah.
If you take the quinine, he'd give you a little coffee.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And that's the way I took quinine. Mm-hmm.
Did that have an effect on you? Did you have chills then?
Oh, yes, I had chills.
Mm-hmm. And you'd go to bed and...
I'd go to bed.
Well, what exactly was the effect of the quinine on the...
Well, it's supposed to break it up, and I guess it did, because I finally got better. But I'd have chills and high fever, and I'd be up the top of the hill, and I'd roll, and I could just feel myself rolling down. And the more I rolled, the bigger I became, and I was a terrible feeling.
And then the quinine would make you sweat?
Uh-huh. It's supposed to sweat the malaria out.
I see. Mm-hmm. And some terms about death. We'll get off this morbid business here in a minute. But what was a polite way and what was a joking way of referring to death?
The polite way would they didn't like to say a person died, and you know I don't think they do today. It was they passed away.
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't like somebody, what would you say? I hear old. So-and-so
old so-and-so died. Old so-and-so croaked or kicked the bucket.
Uh-huh. And you'd put the body in a what?
Casket.
Coffin. It's a
casket,
it's a more recent
term. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. A coffin back then.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then the family would go in to...
View the body.
Mm-hmm. And they would be considered to be in...
mourning.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, they'd set up with them in a home, they'd have a body at the home. They didn't have
and they'd call it laying them out.
Laying them out.
Mm-hmm.
And then people, friends and neighbors would set up with them that night, mm-hmm. all night long.
And there wasn't any such thing as the undertaker coming and taking the body
the funeral
away. The friends and neighbors would come in and the women neighbors would wash, bathe, and dress and lay out a woman that had died. And the men neighbors would do the same thing for a man that had died. And you called it laying them out.
Back then, a lot of people, they wouldn't let them be embalmed. Of course, there wasn't much embalming done.
Mm-hmm.
But they just mostly lay them out themselves.
And you set up all night. Maybe two nights.
I was going to ask how long they kept the body then.
Sometimes it'd be two nights.
Two nights. Uh-huh. Do you remember anything associated with that, such as the hounds?
Mm-hmm. Hounds howling. Howling. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's.
We set up for one court one night, and then the cats got in the house and got on the casket. I thought they was going to get into that body. Of course, they had a shear over them. Then,
mm-hmm.
and I thought sure they'd
gonna
get into that body before we get them.
You mean they had that lace?
Mm-hmm. Had it open.
Did you ever hear of using camphor on the face?
Mm-hmm.
To do something? Let's see, it was to keep the skin, I guess, from discoloring.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
No, they used to put nickels
on the
eyes to hold the eyes too.
And after, they would take the body from the home then to the church.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot of times they'd just have a funeral there at home. Some of them.
I see. And was it called? They took
funeral.
Funeral service. And then to the what?
Graveyard.
Graveyard. And.